Activism is often assumed to be a project of young people, an activity with an expiration date. For Stuart Butler, it's the exact opposite. He joined the LGBTQ rights movement in the 1980s at the age of 50. Today, Mr. Butler is considered by many to be a leader in the gay rights community. And in 2013, the ACLU recognized his efforts with an achievement award. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, Mr. Butler charts his path to becoming an activist. The story begins in San Francisco.
I went outside to law school, San Francisco, and by this time I was 34, and finally figured out that I was gay. Took the right person, of course, to make me realize it. This picture is up there on the wall. His widow still calls me Mom. I was fortunate to meet a man who was by the name of Alfred Doolittle in 1973, and we were a perfect match. We were together for 35 years before he passed in 2008. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair here today, I'm absolutely sure. But I wasn't, when I first came back to New Orleans, I wasn't politically active at all. I was just busy with playing catch up and discovering myself. It wasn't until 1980, after we got returned from West Hollywood, that Roberts Batson and some others started beating the drums for the initial parts of gay political work. 1981, the Southeastern Conference for Lesbians and Gay Men was held at LSU. I had gone to LSU from 47 to 51, and I was just totally knocked over. A gay conference at LSU? I was the co-chairperson of what we dubbed Celebration as being the Louisiana Gay and Lesbian State Conference that was put on in that little building complex in Armstrong Park, and it's memorable.
Just means that we can walk the streets as ourselves and not be harassed by anybody and just be ourselves.
Be proud to be ourselves.
I don't know, it just means that I'm glad to be what I am, a lesbian.
I think we need a radically new definition of what it means to be masculine.
We preach in our church that people should be proud of themselves, proud of being gay in all parts of their life, and being gay is good, so one should be proud of it.
It means that I'm very proud of my son, and that I want to fight all ignorance and bigotry for all gay people.
And got involved in about everything that there was to get involved with, except for the AIDS movement, because everybody else was doing that, and we had to pay attention to other things as well as AIDS per se, because all of it had an effect upon AIDS, like PFLAG and state conferences and political organizations and so forth and so on, and marches on Washington. So that, in a nutshell, is the story of my life.